research suggests the side of the bed that you sleep on can really make a big difference in your attitude. ABC's Karen Chase reports.
Getting up on the wrong side of the bed really can put you in a bad mood. A survey by mattress manufacturer Sattva suggests most people tend to gravitate to the same side each night. 58% of men and 50% of women prefer the right side. The survey found that something as simple as picking the wrong side, or whether you face or face away from your partner, actually makes a difference in how well you sleep. Bottom line, if you don't feel comfortable with which side you're on, you won't sleep as well, and that can easily make you cranky. Karen Chase, ABC News.
It's not just your mother who thinks so. The World Health Organization now says too many young people are blasting their music too loud.
That's Led Zeppelin's Immigrant Song, a tune many fans turn up loud. But the WHO says that's not the best idea, saying almost half of all 12 to 35-year-olds from middle and high-income countries listen to music at damaging levels, putting millions around the world at risk for hearing loss. The World Health Organization recommends that young people take listening breaks, use apps to limit the volume on their mobile devices, and consider using personal audio players for no more than an hour a day. I'm Matt Small.
And it's the dress that's beating the internet black and blue, or should that be white and gold? People around the world continue to have nothing better to do than to debate the true color of a dress. Optometry experts are calling the photo a one-in-a-million shot that perfectly captures how people's brains perceive color and contrast in different ways. Experts say the photo's exceptionally warm yellow backlighting and a blue flash triggered the alternative perception. The dress comes from an English retailer, Roman Originals. It's had a million hits on its website since the photo's worldwide distribution on Thursday night. The dress that is hanging on the rack in the store is black and blue.
I knew that from the beginning.
There you go.